All kinds of things, the crowd, the curious. They've had to overcome the mocking, the ridicule, the religious. You think that when Jesus said he's only sleeping, they would say, oh, that's great news. But they mocked him, revealing their true nature. And Jesus took the five that are with him, found the little girl. She's laying there. Jewish funerals, they bury within 24 hours. It's a quick turnaround. So there, she's there. She's probably got a pretty little thing on, and the women that care are caring for her. They're doing their best, and Jesus walks in a room where someone has died. And he went over to the girl. And he took the child by the hand. And he said to her, Talitha kumi, which is translated, little girl, she's 12, I say to you, arise. I say to you, arise. And immediately, the girl arose and walked, for she was 12. And they were overcome with great ecstasy, ecstasy, amazement. I say to you in Jesus' name, there are things laying dead in your heart, in your home, in your life. I say in Jesus' name, Talitha kumi, come alive. Live again. May the season of heavenly resurrection sweep into your world. I feel something so powerful about next year. Next year will be our 12th year as a church. I feel all kinds of stirrings. I feel all kinds of powerful things being released to God's people. Never put a period where God would only put a comma. Don't waste your time and drain your faith by trying to convince mockers of what you're believing God for. Some people are trying to drain you. Some people are there to sustain you. Know the difference. Know the difference. Ecclesiastes 7 says, I quote this frequently, verse 8, the end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit better than the proud in spirit, the end of a thing. There is a war in the church. It is a war about what we will look like in the future, and people sense change, and those that are ignorant and immature think it's just going to be some kind of new fad, and we won't have buildings, or you know, they sense change. But people that are familiar with the scripture and have been hungering for God and praying for the apostolic order of the early church to be restored, they're grabbing onto something. They sense God's not done. He's about to resurrect a sickly bride. He's about to breathe life into his people. The number 12 is the number for apostolic authority. And Jesus is raising up an apostolic church. And whatever that means, that means a church that follows Jesus. A church that's filled with anointed men and women. A church that prophesies and heals the sick and casts out devils. A church that transforms the mountains of culture. A church that believes in apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. A church that knows how to fight the devil. A church that believes the promises of God are for today and they're true and yes and amen. A church that knows no weapon formed against them can prosper. A church that believes that the last days will be the best days. We're also in a war of eschatology. We're in a end time war between what will happen and every other Christian movie is about getting the hell out of here. How fast can we go? We're like the church being pushed to a cliff of the rock, and the culture and the world and the nations, and instead of entering into culture to transform it, we're running from it, and we're praying, Lord, take us up in the rapture. Look how bad it's getting. But what if he doesn't come for 200 years? What kind of legacy are we leaving our children? What kind of theology will be imprinted upon them? Here's what I know about God. He saves the best for last. It's not too late. Tell someone it's not too late. Look at someone else and say, it's not too late. Yeah, I got a bunch more scriptures here, but I feel stuck here by the Holy Spirit. So let me just pry into it a little bit, because God's after some stuff in our world, in our life. And there are some things where we asking God for new things. God's not done with old things. You with me? A lot of things that I'm bad at, one thing I'm good at, I don't quit. I don't know where I got it from. Tenacious bulldog. Whenever, even when it, you know, I don't always win, but I never quit. You with me? You can't ever win if you don't know how to stop quitting. And you can't see how good God can make something end if you quit before he's shown up to bring the ending. It's not too late for God. I love it. I love the fact the Bible is filled with the stories of real people like you and I, and people that had suffered and lost, and like Pastor Lindsay said, they'd lost family and lost loved ones, and this woman named Naomi in the book of Ruth, and she lost her husband, died, her oldest son died, her second son died, all the men in her world passed. She came back from living in Moab, and she came to her hometown, Bethlehem, which means house of bread. And the women said, Naomi, Naomi, her name literally means pleasant one. Oh, we're so glad you're home. And she said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara, bitter one, because I went out full, but I come home empty. And she was empty, but she had one tenacious, godly, not non-Jewish, not even religious friend named Ruth. A convert. And the good thing about Ruth, she was a looker. And Ruth's out there getting some gleanings from the field. When they would harvest the field, they'd leave 10% for the poor. And Ruth's out there, and she notices, man, all these, they've left me tied up bundles. She didn't have to gather. It was all this. The wealthiest guy in town said, see that girl? Leave behind handfuls of purpose. Make it look real nice. And so, this is so nice. See, God will entice you about how good he is by giving you handfuls of purpose. He'll give you little tokens and little meaningful heart desires. He'll give you, he'll try to do as many things as he can to show you his real affection for you. That rich guy, Boaz, fell in love with that girl, a widow named Ruth. And the richest guy in town fell in love. And Naomi says, well, this is a surprise. And they had a baby. Got married. Trying to help you. Do it in that order. Got married and had a baby boy. His name was Obed. Obed had a son named Jesse. And Jesse had a son named David. And David had a great, great, great grandson named Jesus. And they handed the baby to Naomi. Listen to me. God can give you such a powerful such a sweet, such a healing victory that it takes away the stain of loss and defeat. And as she held the son, the women circled around her and they said, look how good God is treating you. And they blessed her, may your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah. And they blessed her. And they said, God has done better for you at the end than at the beginning. Oh, you're almost with me. Don't let some chronological device called an age tell you what God can do in your life. Don't let someone tell you you're too young. Don't let anyone tell you you're too old. Don't let anyone tell you you're too broken. Oh, God can't use divorced people. Who says so? Don't let anyone tell you what God can't do through you. Just shock them all. God likes, he chooses the weak things. He chooses the things and the people and the events and the seasons. He shows up at the wrong time. He shows up in the wrong people's life. And he does the right thing at the wrong time and the right thing for the wrong person. God likes it when everyone's against you. In the sense that he'll show off through you. He'll show off through you. Mary and I, we're meeting new friends all the time. We're getting lots of friends around the world. Got wonderful things here in the city. Wasn't always like this. It's amazing what God can do. It's not too late. I prayed over so many young people, and the moment I prayed over them, I'd have a person in their 20s or their 30s, and I had the feeling they feel on the inside like they're old. What makes a 28-year-old feel like they're 68 in their heart? What makes them start making these important life decisions out of their pain that stop God from fulfilling his promise? Don't give up on yourself, beloved. Come on, lift your hands to heaven. Somebody lift your hands to heaven. Say out loud, it's not too late. Come on, say it, it's not too late for me. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, lover of our souls. Thank you, kind Father. Thank you, loving Savior, for your commitment to us, your determination. As long as we are alive, God will relentlessly pursue the fulfillment of his purpose for our lives. There's hope for you because you're alive. It's proof God's not done. It's proof the best is yet to come. So she said, it is well. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Come on, I just want you to prophesy. 2015, it's going to be okay. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a breakthrough year, a miracle year, a Jesus year. Every time when I'm praying for church, every service I ever go to, I pray these things. God, thank you for a breakthrough service, a miracle service, a salvation service, a healing service, a revelation service, a deliverance service. I thank you, God. Anything I can think God could ever do, I just say, God, do it tonight. Do it this morning. God, do it in our lives. Change our vocabulary about things you're not done with. Change it, Jesus. People walking around talking like God's done with America. Foolishness. Turn off the news and open your Bible and get on your face and hear a whole different view. They're going to find out the more problems are exposed in our nation, will find out the government can't fix them. But Jesus can. God's going to pour the church out of the walls of the church like medics and doctors and emergency therapists. We're going to pour out on our world, bringing Jesus everywhere. Bringing Jesus everywhere. The person who contemplates suicide, the person who allows that thought to grow into a stronghold, is a person that believes it's too late. It's too late. But the devil's a liar. The person that is engulfed in, I was depressed for 2.5 years because I'm 36 years old and I felt like I'd never get back what God gave me. And I had lots of people tell me, yeah, you'll never get back what you lost. It's not normal. It's not normal what's happened. And so in our story of restoration, people, they keep misdiagnosing the reason or the main ingredient of restoration wasn't something I did. I just found out people quit too early. What would happen if I'd stayed in the same city where everything went wrong? What happened if I just kept pastoring people the best I could? And if I just stayed engaged, I just gave God a chance to do what he always, give God a chance to do what he always wanted to do. What he always wanted to do. I want to pray for some folks tonight. If you see Pastor Mike, I have been really wrestling with a part of my life that feels like it's been deadened. It's been deceased. And I feel the Holy Spirit tampering with me. In fact, let's all just stand to our feet, please. Thank you. You say, Pastor Mike, that's me. I feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking this word to me tonight, that it's not too late. Would you just please join me at the altar, and maybe the prayer team can come down front and greet those that come forward. If that's you, to say, I'm coming down. I'm believing tonight. It's not too late. Everything's gonna be okay. It's not too late. It's not too late. Heard the Lord say, everything's gonna be okay. It's not too late. It's not too late. I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm not done. It's not too late. Come on, lift your hands to heaven. It's not too late for you. God's only just begun. It's not done. It's not through. It's not too late. It's not too late for you. God's only just begun. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, someone say the devil's a liar. Come on, tell the devil he's a liar. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Come on, just everybody worship the Lord for him. I just want the Holy Spirit just to kind of fall on us right now. God, thank you. Listen, there are 5 people here with a physical condition that the doctors told you was incurable, And I heard the Lord say, tell them it's not too late for a physical miracle. If that's you, why don't you come down front too? We're going to pray for you because Jesus Christ heals people's lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, keep worshiping the Lord, everybody. Keep worshiping the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
With my soul, it is well with my soul.
Listen, we're going to keep praying here. For anyone that didn't come down forward, here's what I want you to do. I want you to just start declaring, start prophesying, start just praying and speaking over something in your world. Maybe it's a child, a loved one, a business, ministry. Well, come on, just start speaking. It's not too late. Thank you, Father. You're not done. You're not done here. I just claim a healing, a breakthrough, a deliverance. Just speak that life into anything the Lord puts as a burden, puts as a possibility. Just let it pray out of you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Cataracts in your eyes right now. God's touching you. There's another person here with a liver disease that's caused the function of your liver to be to not be at 100%. God's touching your liver right now. Just receive it. Just receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. A physical healing and you're in the church, just raise your hands up wherever you are. You need a physical healing, just keep your hands raised. Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters now, and so help me out now. If someone around you has their hands raised for a physical healing, just move over to them and say, it's not too late in Jesus' name. Healing is yours. Healing is yours. Find someone with their hands raised, slide over to them, and let's let this become a miracle moment for everyone that needs a healing in their life. Thank you, Lord. Find some people in the back. Make sure anyone that has their hand raised, there's someone praying and believing over them. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Before you leave, just find someone around you or keep praying down front. Just take a moment, if you wouldn't mind, just joining hands with them and saying, let's just pray some resurrection prayers. Ask them if there's anything you can agree with them about that God can bring life to. Tell them it's not too late. Just keep saying those words. It's not too late for God. It's not too late for you. It's not too late to watch what God is going to do. Thank you, Lord.
It's all about you. It's not about me. Lord, I decrease as you increase. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's not about me.
It's not about me.
I decrease.
I decrease
as you increase.
As you increase. It's all about.
Hear the cry.